Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Adam Schefter, about an hour ago, tweeting that Terry McLaurin is uncertain to play Sunday against the Falcons due to a quad injury. He is seeking more information about the injury. Ben Standig locally, Substack Standig, said that McLaurin is in the process of getting a second opinion on the quad. So, you know, you get your imaging done. Those doctors who do that, whoever those doctors are, tell you what they think. Then the team doctors weigh in. So there's theoretically probably like two opinions out of the chute. And then you eventually get, you know, one more opinion in this case if you're Terry McLaurin before you decide what you're going to do. So his status, very much up in the air. He is progressing. I mean, if you look at his production each week so far this season, it has gone up. Week one, Terry McLaurin finished with 27 yards. Week two, he finished with 48 yards. And then in this past week three game with Mariota throwing the football, he went for 74. Now, it's got to be noted that almost 60 of those came on one play.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make that play, it's 2 for 15 or whatever it was. I think 18 yards on two catches. But he didn't play at all after the big catch to set up a touchdown. So there could have been another quarter of productivity there for him as well in the fourth quarter. But he was getting more involved, seemed to be coming into form. So this could be, you know, a big deal if you don't have him against the Falcons. It would mean a lot more Luke McCaffrey, who made three catches, caught his first touchdown at the end of the game this past Sunday. It would mean you really need Noah Brown back on the field, who's also hurt. Like, what if you don't have McLaurin or Noah Brown, and now your wide receiver room, if Debo's doing the Debo thing, is basically Chris Moore on one side and Luke McCaffrey on the other, with Jalen Lane playing a bunch? No disrespect to those guys, but very quickly...
That's not exciting.
That is not an NFL-caliber, high-end receiver room that can elevate your backup quarterback, Marcus Mariota.
It's not scaring any defensive coordinator either. I mean, any look is going to get schemed up. I mean, you see McCaffrey's, you know, walk-in touchdown. That's an example of when that can happen.
Now, if that group from Marcus Mariota with a couple of new guards and, you know, without John Bates, your blocking tight end, if he doesn't play, we don't know any of the statuses yet. But if that all happens in Atlanta and they go out and they score 36 points in a big win, then Cliff Kingsbury can just put his feet up on a desk and, you know, have a nice champagne, and everyone can talk about how awesome he is for a week.
He should be walking on rose petals like the Prince of Zamunda, pretty much. You know what I mean? Just at his feet.
Like, nothing matters. You're just scheming it up. Like, give me 11 guys, I'll make music.
Yeah, give me 11 guys in a football.
Give me a tuber, I'll make music.
Like to get some money out of it, Mr. Costello. Yeah, I mean, this is going to hurt. I mean, if you're Terry McLaurin, you're not going for a second opinion because everything's okay. You know what I mean? At a minimum, he's not going to be himself this week. And here's the thing. No one's going to know. No one has any idea if him not playing or holding out or in or whatever for an extended period of time and starting late is the reason he got hurt, or if it's a football play he got hurt. No one will be able to tell. That will be a mystery forever and ever. Even people that were there, and even McLaurin probably couldn't tell you if it was the football play that did it or a soft tissue injury that was going to happen inevitably or because he didn't have the ramp-up time. No one will know, and no one has any idea. But the point is, here we are. They are razor thin all of a sudden at several spots in the secondary, as we talked about. You mentioned Bates previously, now with McLaurin and Noah Brown already done. This is kind of the scary scenario. It's not all about age, obviously, but there is a correlation when you are the oldest team in football older players get injured more. Now, Bobby Wagner's a machine. So sometimes you buck the trend. But the point is, when this happens, this is one of the things that for those of us who are kind of going, hey, have you noticed that the way they're building? And I understand why they're doing it this way, because the cabinet was bare and they're kind of being good right now because they've got a quarterback that's really, really good. So I get that they're doing this, but here's the risk. Well, now it's happening. This is what the risk is.
Two things are true here. They are one of the oldest teams in the league, and that does increase your chance of injuries. But also, most of the injuries they're sustaining, a lot of them are not to older players.
Totally either. Fair, yeah.
Like Trey Amos got hurt. He's a rookie. Percy Butler got hurt.
Bates is a young guy.
He's not a kid. John Bates has just got his second contract, is in the prime of his career. I wouldn't even consider Terry McLaurin an age risk from an injury standpoint. We're talking about basically a 30-year-old. It's not like Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, to the point we were making in the preseason.
Right, but for Wise, Eckler, Jones.
Yeah, there's some of that for sure. I just mean others. Specific to like this week's problems.
Sure.
All the injuries they had against, you know, in the most recent game against the Raiders, and like now the secondary being in peril. Will Harris is, you know, bone breaking is not because he's old. But right. Yeah, I think both things are true. That was kind of how I started it. Like, they're going to have some old guys get hurt because they're old. Also, they're just, this is the correction, I think, from having such a healthy year last year. Something we talked a lot about, by the way.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen year over year. You just don't get that lucky. Some teams get snake bitten, where every single year you get pillaged by injuries. Jay Gruden had that problem on the offensive line for years. The 49ers are a great example of this. You saw Nick Bosa, we saw it yesterday, torn ACL out for the year. I mean, they are dropping like flies, all their best players. Still no Ayuk, and now no Brock Purdy, and they had McCaffrey on injury reports the last couple of weeks, and Nick Bosa's out, and you can go round and around. There's teams that just every year have those problems, but what you rarely see is a team that year after year forever just doesn't ever have injuries. And last year they got so lucky, it's been the opposite so far this season.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And I don't know how well prepared they are for it. Again, I go back to the preseason. It's not apples to apples. It's not one-to-one. But their backups, playing other backups, got shellacked, knocked around.
Do you feel any better about receiver based on how Luke played this week?
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Did come out in the fourth quarter. Then the 43-yard catch and run touchdown was mostly like scheme, and he was wide open, and he just ran into the end zone. But he caught two other balls outside of that. I mean, I would feel a little bit worse had that game not have happened for Luke, and the last thing we've seen is the preseason, basically. But at least you feel like he's starting to come on with some of the athletic traits and maybe the game's slowing down a little bit. Now, you still have to move on without Terry McLaurin.
Right.
I guess where I would have anxiety is just the number of guys that might miss. We got a long time between now and Sunday. Nobody knows about most of these dudes. I don't think Jaden Daniels is going to go based on how Mariota played this weekend and the fact that you'd be really pushing it to get him back anyway, but perhaps he will. But in a world where you don't have Daniels, where you have possibly no McLaurin or Brown and no Bates and no Eckler and two guards that are making their second start of the year, I mean, that's over half of your offense.
Just like that. Yeah, I mean, to me, receiver's the spot because Noah Brown is hurt. Noah Brown is going to be hurt. That when he comes back, we'll have a limited window of Noah Brown play, and then Noah Brown, again, not to be flippant about it, but has an injury track record. One of the reasons he was available to you. When he's played, he's done well. For McLaurin, not being in there. That all of a sudden, as you said, to start this thing, really lowers the caliber of the room, right? If Luke McCaffrey is able to escape in a busted coverage and go for 43, outside of that, it was 2 for 13. You know, I'm not necessarily writing home saying I've now seen the next great gadget player, the next great wideout here in Washington. Credit to him for those two catches, but, you know, nothing special there. Jalen Lane, great punt returner. To me, not ready to be a real contributor via the receiving game. Again, he could do some stuff around the line of scrimmage, a couple gadget things. You sort of turn into a punt return. You flip it to him, going sideways, a pop pass, something here and there. But not there as a route runner in my mind. So it's Chris Moore. It's Luke McCaffrey. It's a lot of Ertz, probably. And, you know, whoever comes out of the backfield, maybe it's McNichols.
I'm a lot higher on Lane, just out there at practice every day, watching him route guys up. But he did it throughout the summer. He hasn't yet on, like, you're talking about 3 or 4 throws that haven't gone very well so far.
Sure.
And that's true.
And that's all I've got,
like,
yeah.
But sometimes that's a tell. Like, De'Ami Brown's on team can't get right 3 or 4 passes into his career, and you're going, I don't really know about this guy. And 3 years later, he's still on team can't get right. Sometimes, though, like, you redo that play right afterwards, and he might make the catch or box the guy out a little better. So if you told me right now Jalen Lane went, like, 5 catches for 71 yards this week, that would not shock me at all if he got an opportunity and made plays. Having watched the practices and how good he was, like, I'm hopeful and confident that he could actually help them.
Well, now's the time. I mean, if it's going to happen, this would be a great opportunity for that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if there's no McLaurin and if there's no Noah Brown, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.